Om Shanti. 18th December 2019, Wednesday. The essence from today's Sakar Mudli. Sweet children, Maya is very powerful. Therefore, you must remain cautious. Never have any thought of not believing in Brahma, or that you have a direct connection with Shiva Baba. Sweet children, Maya is very powerful. Therefore, you must remain very, very cautious. Never have any such thought of not believing in Brahma, or that you have direct connection with Shiva Baba. So here are two things. Baba said, even those who are Maharatis, those who are great souls, very powerful souls, even they are defeated by Maya. Baba has given examples of few souls, good souls from center. Even they have the question that why this Brahma is there and why we should remember him. He is just an instrument. We will remember God. We will remember Shiva Baba. There is no need to remember the Shiva Brahma in between. So, Baba has made one very good statement in today's Mudli. If this Brahma would not have been there, Shiva Baba cannot be there. Only if Brahma is there, then there would be Shiva Baba. If he is not there, then in whose body should I enter? If he is not there, then how will I speak? If he is not there, then how will I give you mantra? All these things have come in today's Murli. So, Baba is saying that I come into this body and I speak through him. I sit here. Even he doesn't say that to remember him, to remember Brahma. Brahma never says that. Even he says that to remember Shiva Baba. But then Shiva Baba himself says that I enter this body. He is the one who was worth not a penny, and he is the one who becomes number one. He is the one who first of all understood, implemented Srimad. So, definitely you have to remember me, the one who is Nirakar, incorporeal. But at the same time, you should have respect for him also. And Baba is definitely not happy with those children, those who do not show respect for Brahma or love for Brahma. So, Maya is very, very powerful, Zabardast. Even those children, that's why you have to remain very cautious. Yesterday also we had seen that Baba said never miss the study. If you miss the study, then there would be some doubt, some confusion within you. So keep on understanding this abstruse philosophy, this intricate or complicate philosophy, which Baba has made very simple. So don't have the thought that we don't believe in Brahma. And Baba often says he is the only chariot. I do not enter any other body. I enter only this body. He is the only one in whose body I enter and he becomes my chariot. So, have respect for both, for Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. The question is why? In order to get the answer to the question why, we have to study the life of this Adidev. What he was, how he was, what he did, was his internal effort, what was his state of the mind, what all things he did. Adidev, his life is exemplary. Whatever that we listen in Murli every day. And if you want to see somebody who has really inculcated everything, then it is this person. In today's Murli, Baba has given example of pandits who used to say that you will cross across this ocean, just take the name of God. But he himself got drowned. So there are children who say to other, become viceless, and they themselves indulge in vice. So what effect it would have on others? So they are just like this pandit. So Brahma's life is exemplary. He himself did everything that he learnt, understood, imbibed, and then he taught others. And it's human nature that human beings love to have somebody in front of them to whom they can copy or emulate. If you tell them some instruction and tell them to follow, it's quite difficult. For example, if you tell somebody that you remain maintain equipoise in the face of insults, deception, sorrow, unhappiness. Practically speaking, one can understand it in theoretical way, but when it comes to practice, it becomes quite difficult. How to face opposition? How to face insults? How to face criticism? So long as everybody praises, it's fine. But the moment they start opposing, the moment they start criticizing, the moment they start casting aspersions upon us, the moment they hurl insults, pelt stones, these are tough situations of life. How to respond to an insult? How to tolerate public disgrace? Opposition, insult, criticism. Everything has been shown by Brahma how to do. People came even to kill him, but he was tolerant and merciful. It's definitely a very high stage when the whole world is against you. Everybody is talking against you. Nobody is on your side. There is a complete non-cooperation from everyone. In such situation, to maintain equitable stage, equipoise stage of tranquility, stage of calmness, is the state of a yogi. To remain stable, to remain calm in the face of upheavals. There was a newspaper called the Sindh Observer, English newspaper. The Sindh Observer. And in that newspaper, this Dada Lekhraj was bitterly criticized, opposed, or rather defamed. Just imagine a man who is a merchant, who is a jeweler, who was doing so well, who had so good relations with everybody. Even kings used to praise him, respect him, and suddenly everything changes. Cataclysmic change. Total change. Those who were cooperative till now, suddenly they become opposers, critics, servers. Those who were friends, suddenly they become enemies. all the news people started opposing. So it was a very tough situation. So it's he who showed how to remain stable, how to remain calm, how to have the good wishes and pure feelings even for those who oppose, who criticize, who insult, who talk wrong, who level false accusation against us. So to remain stable in the face of all of these things is the sign of a yogi, is the mark of a yogi. A yogi means somebody who remains stable all the time. So it's he who has shown. So if you want to understand why Baba is saying this, that if you say that you have direct connection with me and you have no connection with Brahma, probably you have no love for me. Because this man showed in practice, in practical life, how those teachings, spiritual teachings, should become, should materialize, should translate into practice. So to remain stable, peaceful, in the face of most disturbing situations, to remain calm in the most disturbing stages of upheavals, is what a yogi does. Yogi is someone who is never disturbed. Yogi is someone who remains undisturbed in the face of any circumstances. Nothing means nothing of this world can shake a yogi's mind. We have to make our mind that much strong that it remains stable, like the rock, like the mountain. Because if you just analyze our own mind, we will find that, just take one day, two things affect us the most. What are they? Throughout the day, there are two things which affect us. Somebody's words and somebody's behavior. These are the two things. Somebody has spoken harshly or rudely with me, I get disturbed. Somebody did not behave in a good manner. In today's Murli Baba said, you should have royal manner, you should not give unhappiness, you should not give sorrow to anybody. If you give sorrow, you will remember that soul in the end. You should be very royal, you should speak less, you should become like a Sukshmavatan Nivasi, the resident of the subtle world. Enter into the stage of movie. Speak less, speak sweet, be royal, don't give sorrow to anyone. This is today's Murli. But if somebody disturbs us, then it becomes difficult. So other people's behavior and their words, they disturb us the most. And especially if those souls are Brahmin souls. So there's a book in the Yajna literature, Adidev. Keep on reading that book in between. Adidev, English book, which narrates the story of Brahma. Read it multiple times. The initial part of the Yajna, the inception of the Yajna, the starting point when the Yajna was in infancy, those periods were the periods of struggle, opposition, ridicule, people were laughing, people were opposing, criticizing, picketing, and so many other things they were trying to do. Bullying, thwarting, stalking, attempting to murder, and so many other things. Police cases and whatnot and whatnot. So, all this is described in this book. So, to remain stable in the face of all the opposition, you must learn, you must see, read, understand the life of Brahma. Then only we will understand why God is praising him. Whether human beings praise or not, that's another thing. But God himself is praising this person. So there must be something in him. Something which was probably not there, even in those religious founders. Something which was not there, even in the great souls of the world. That's why Baba is saying Maya is very, very powerful. Be cautious, be careful, savdhan, attentive, high alert. Because we will never know how Maya tricks us, cheats us. She is the great trickster, fraudster. So she tricks, cheats, and we fall down. Maya make you fall down from the fifth floor, today's Murli. Baba also gave example of people who attempt to die, Jivghat. Or they try to burn themselves, immolate themselves, self-immolation. And then they are in the hospitals for months together in pain. Even doctors feel that they should leave body, but then they consider it to be a great sin, Mahapap. And this is the world of apar, dukh, great sorrow. This is today's Murli. So, Gira and Mara. They fall and they die. Maya is that much powerful. Two things you have to understand. One man and one woman. Not man, but one is God, another is Maya. These are the two things to understand. Who is God and who is Maya? If you can understand this, the boat of Brahmin life will go smoothly. And if you fail to understand who is God and who is Maya and what is Maya, or rather, I will say even it's more important to understand Maya. God, probably we will understand. But Maya, because, you know, God tells about himself. I am this, I am that. Maya never tells that I am this, I am that. God narrates his own story. I am God. I come from Paramdham. I come to do this. My nature is this. My nature is that. He tells his whole biodata, his complete autobiography. But Maya never says. That is the main difference between God and Maya. Maya never tells that I am coming, or she announces. If there is an announcement like Maya, Maya's day, Maya Milan day, something like Baba Milan day, that everybody is gathering and seeing, oh, Maya is descending and now it's Maya's Murli, nothing like that. Maya comes uninvited. She gives surprise visit and she catches you. You are caught. And then you have to understand that this is Maya. She, even then she doesn't tell that I am this. So that is the main difference between God and Maya. So Baba is saying, see children, Maya is very powerful. Therefore you must remain cautious, khabardar, sabdhan. Never have any thought of not believing in Brahma or that you have direct connection with Shiva Baba.